You're listening to WARA Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Zhanak mashakuit avantuchun hayu barzankne, yevur vor harinyek gelutsvin hon harinik avochje. Good morning. It is Sunday, October the 24th. Established here in Providence in 1947, you're listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Shrayan, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Հրավաձ էիր որոշ տեղը պազմահազար հայերու և օդարներու գողմե։ Հայերու համար մեր նոր սերունդը հայ պարին, հայ խոստքին, հայ երկին հաջույր կգարնե։ Հին սերունդը գպնրը զայն իր անուշի շիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իսկ դուրենու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուկը իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանքստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասած են ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
With our Dari Litzes, October 24th, 1997. Today is the 24th Dalit of Doris Donabedian. October 24th, 2000. Today is the 21st Dalit of Eva Mikhaelian. Today is also the 21st Dalit of Isabel Dadechian. October 25th, 2013, Monday is the 8th Dalit of Richard Bogosian. October 25th, 1991, Monday is the 30th Dalit of Murad Narsesian. October 25th, 2017, Monday is the 4th Dalit of Queenie Haboyan. October 26th, 2017, Tuesday is the 4th Dalit of Mary Juskalian. October 27th, 1992, Wednesday is the 29th Dalit of John C. Johnson. October 27th, 2001, Wednesday is the 20th Dalit of Khachadur Crosby Kazarian. October 27, 2014, Wednesday is the 7th Dalit of Pizant Ovaginyan. October 28, 2004, Thursday is the 17th Dalit of Stepan Atamian. October 29, 2016, Friday is the 5th Dalit of R. Carol Norigyan. October 29, 1992, Friday is the 29th Dalit of Aravni Dedarian. October 29, 1992, it is also the 29th Dalit of Masis Vaznayan. October 29th, 1995, Friday is the 26th Dalits of Alice Bargamian. October 29th, 1997, Friday is the 24th Dalits of Stepan Sadibekyan. October 29th, 2009, Friday is the 12th Dalits of Varkis Kimayan. October 30th, 1997, Saturday is the 24th Dalits of Mary Zakarian. And October 30th, 2011, Saturday is the 10th Dalits of Charlotte Arakelian. Iverin Yerusalem is from the Requiem service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased. Iverin.
October is Cultural Month. The Armenian folk song and dance, as the folk songs and dances of all nationalities, has its mode of expression. Each nationality has customs that best express its character, manifested through its folklore, speech, music, movements, costume, and art forms. Through the centuries, many ancient people have ceased to exist and many others have come into being, but the chain of continuity of mankind has never been broken. In the course of transferral and continuity of nationalities, certain customs have lost their authentic form and have undergone changes along with their religions and creeds, but there has remained the basic national character. Especially, people who have remained attached to their native soil have developed and have retained over the centuries their distinct manner of expressing through song and dance, their joys and sorrows, as well as their appreciation for the bounties of nature. Armenians have been one such people.
Ազգերու պարկը գերդված է իր մշակույթով, քիրով, քրագանությունով, լեզվով, երաժշտությունով, ջարդարաբեդությունով եւ այլն։ Հայուն համար մշակույթը եղած է վահան հավատո եւ սույն լուսո, թեմի հույսին, պարկին, երանության ու դևագանության։ Հայազգը որքան հալածված, որքան չարչարված, փոքր ազուն, բայց շնորհիվ իր մշակույթին ուժով, արժեքավորած է ինքն եւ կոչելդված է մշակույթի ռահվիրան արևելքի մեջ։
And with our Cultural Month programming, let's see, we have a selection of Gomidas music coming up your way, and a little about Gomidas Vartabed. He was born Soroman Soromonyan, September 26th, 1869. His Darylitz was actually 2 days ago, October 22nd, 1935. He was ordained a priest. He was a musicologist. He was a composer, an arranger, a singer, a choir master, and he is considered the founder of the Armenian National School of Music. He is recognized as one of the pioneers of ethnomusicology. That is our own Gomidas Vartabed, born Soromon Soromonyan. He was orphaned at a young age. He was taken to Etchmiadzin, Armenia's religious center. And there he received an education at the Kevorkian Seminary. Following his ordination as Vartabed in 1895, he studied music at the Frederick William University in Berlin. He thereafter used his Western training to build a national tradition. Gomidas Vartabed collected and transcribed over 3,000 pieces of Armenian folk music, more than half of which were subsequently lost, and only about 1,200 are now extant. Besides Armenian folk songs, he also showed interest in other cultures, and in 1903 published the first ever collection of Kurdish folk songs titled Kurdish Melodies. His choir presented Armenian music in many European cities, earning the praise of Claude Debussy, among others. Gomidas settled in Constantinople in 1910 to escape mistreatment by ultra-conservative clergymen and to introduce Armenian folk music to wider audiences. He was widely embraced by Armenian communities, while Arshak Chobanian called him the savior of Armenian music. Let's listen to a little bit of Gomidas' music right now.
Oh,
During the Armenian Genocide, along with hundreds of other Armenian intellectuals, Komidas was arrested and deported to a prison camp in April 1915 by the Ottoman government. He was soon released under unclear circumstances, and having witnessed indiscriminate cruelty and relentless massacres of the Armenians by the Ottoman Turks, Komidas experienced a mental breakdown and developed a severe case of post-traumatic stress disorder. The widespread hostile environment in Constantinople and reports of mass-scale Armenian death marches and massacres that reached him further worsened his fragile mental state. He was first placed in a Turkish military-operated hospital until 1919 and then transferred to psychiatric hospitals in Paris, where he spent the last years of his life in agony. Komidas is widely seen as a martyr of the genocide and has been depicted as one of the main symbols of the Armenian genocide in art. Let's listen to another masterpiece by Komidas Vartabed. In the background, we have Celestial Harmonies, the music of Armenia. And this CD, you're listening to the traditional duduk instrument. This music is considered by purists to be free of foreign influence, as the duduk is never played alone. The duduk is primarily considered an Armenian instrument, and I have a volume of these CDs, Celestial Harmonies, Music of Armenia, and they were recorded in the Kerat Monastery in Armenia. And this music is fantastic. If you can find these CDs, you should definitely get it. They're produced by David Parsons, but it's called The Music of Armenia, Celestial Harmonies, and you hear the beautiful duduk sound throughout. I think there's like 7 or 8 volumes, and the music is just wonderful. Let's listen a little bit more. That was Celestial Harmonies. There's so much in our Armenian history to be proud of. Another great Saya Nova. We'll be listening to his music in just a few moments. He was born Haruchun Sayachyan, June 14th, 1712. He passed on September 22nd, 1795. He was an Armenian poet, musician, and ashur, who had compositions in a number of languages. His songs and poems are in the Armenian, Georgian, and Azerbaijani languages. Most of his songs are in Turkish as well. The rest are in Armenian and Georgian. And let's listen to Saya Nova, if I can get this right.
Amen sazi mechen govats dun tamam dasnis kamancha nakas martam ki chi desni dun ravasnis kamancha nakas martam ki chi desni dun ravasnis kamancha
That was sung by Nune Yesayan, of course. Sayat Nova's mother, Sara, was born in Tiflis, his father, Karabet, either in Aleppo or Adana. He was born in Tiflis. Sayat Nova was skilled in writing poetry, singing, and playing the kamancha. He lost his position at the royal court when he fell in love with the king's sister, Anna. He spent the rest of his life as the itinerant bard. In 1759, he was ordained as a priest in the Armenian Apostolic Church. His wife Marmar died in 1768, leaving behind four children. He served in locations including Tiflis and Hapet Monastery. In 1795, he was killed in the Hapet Monastery by the invading army of Agha Mohammad Khan Qajar, the Shah of Iran. Agha Mohammad Khan demanded that Sayat Nova convert from Christianity to Islam, which he refused to do, considering it was tantamount to turning Turk and declaring his religion is undeniably Armenian Christian. Hence, he was promptly executed and beheaded. He is buried at the Armenian Cathedral of St. George in Tiflis. In Armenia, Sayat Nova is considered a great poet who made a considerable contribution to the Armenian poetry and music of his century. Although he lived his entire life in a deeply religious society, his works are mostly secular and full of romantic expressionism. About 220 songs have been attributed to Sayat Nova, although he may have written thousands more. He wrote songs in Armenian, Georgian, and Azerbaijani. Sayat Nova has also written some poems moving between all three. And locally, we all know the Sayat Nova Dance Company of Boston. His music has been heard throughout our lives here in Rhode Island, and he is truly another treasure. With that, we're going to the Armenian Chorale of Rhode Island, and this is our second to the last cultural programming for the month. Enjoy. Let's listen to Ara Kevorkian with Sardarabad. in with some local news. St. Sog St. Messer Church's annual bazaar, Saturday, November 6th, one day only, 11 to 7. Delicious Armenian foods and pastries. Armenian vendor will be there. There'll be games, in-person, online ordering, pickup, delivery, you name it, they'll take care of you. Remember, this is a one-day-only bazaar and food fair. 70 Jefferson Street, Providence is the place. St. Sog St. Messer Church's Bazaar, Saturday, November 6th. Remember, this is only one day, so you have to go Saturday, and I wouldn't wait till dinner time. 11 to 7. Please make sure that you are in attendance. And let's go.
Her gün darım ötken hayastan Her
And happy birthday this week, October 24th today. Tamar Diaby's birthday. Happy birthday, Tamar. October 27th, Anahid and Oration turning 29 one more time. Happy birthday, Anahid. Also on the 27th, Nicholas Mall's birthday. October 29th, Armin Elijah Yerian's birthday. Happy birthday, gentlemen. And on October 30th, celebrating 28 years married, my girlfriend Cheryl Durr and husband Peter Durr Hagopian. Now, Peter always says that Cheryl is his Zachig, so I had to play this song. It's Zachig Ner. It's by Tata Simonian, so it's got a bit of a twist. So happy anniversary to Peter and Cheryl, celebrating October 30th, number 28.
Ասկերատ բաց ես ու ծալիքներ տեսնես, չի մանաս թե ով եմ երել ես։
And with that, we're going to As Parabans. And now we're going to go to Paul Bakhdatlian Im Hayastan.
Min ahad albi shu janaiti suwa inni ala albi janaiti ramaitini bistaham عينك جنيتي ما بأحمل عذاب يا باي مامي 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 غداي مامي مامي Hayastan aşkalu yine gezege Silah varsın de ruhun en ezbere Asuna deri, kalasın deri Kaputa çiyandı zivaniz Kez vomcun marab yelvay Asuna deri, kalasın deri Kaputa çiyandı zivaniz Kez vomcun marab yelvay
From there, we're going to Hi Achig, trying to get you as much music as possible in today.
Hi Achig, trying to get you as much music as possible in today.
By the way, that's our own Lisa Zarugyan. Last up, this is written by Gomidas Vartabed, Shohejan. Are the Junior Choir of St. Sag, St. Mesrop Church, 2009. Hi, Achshik CD is still up there with one of my favorites. Thanks to Maestro Constantine. These girls did a fantastic job on this CD. When you're at the bazaar, St. Sag, St. Mesrop Church on November 6th, go to the Armenian vendor and make, I think he has these. If not, go see Maestro. This CD is one of the best. And here we go. As we say, Zuracha Tsur, Guracha Nas, Mer Jamanagal Rasav Shagal, Chun Serin Hamar, Sidesuchun Minchev Harichigag Giragi Aravod. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. We are live and we are in color. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Tarayan, heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m. with portions recorded and transcribed. You can hear us any day, anytime on the internet at ArmenianRadioHour.com, ArmenianRadioHour.com. Thank you to our webmaster, George Gaspar, and keeping all of our shows on the internet at ArmenianRadioHour.com. You can write me, Sona, at ArmenianRadioHour, P.O. Box 414, Providence, Rhode Island, 02901. Big shout out to Motto Dionysopoulos, who always listens to our show. Has been a supporter for as long as I've been around. Thank you, Motto. And with that, have a happy Sunday. We have one more week of our cultural programming, so stay tuned. And again, any day, anytime on the internet, please visit us at ArmenianRadioHour.com. Right now, you are listening to the Armenian Radio Hour on WARA, Attleboro, 1320 on the AM dial. Happy Sunday.